Kaweah every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. and 11 p.m. Pacific Time. The church at Kaweah is a Lordship church under the sole authority of Jesus Christ. You may contact the church at Kaweah by calling 559-561-4860. That's 559-561-4860. And let them know how much you're being blessed. Thank you.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com, Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70, and worldwide on the Internet at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Believe that's me doing this. Who's doing that, Melody? Melody, are you there? Oh, welcome to the broadcast, listeners. That's nice to have that happen.
Hello.
Okay, Melody, you're there.
Yes, I am.
Okay, you're a little faint, but I'm sure we can hear you.
Okay.
You must have got it on a funny phone.
I don't know what happened. I was on my fax line, and for some reason it just activated all by itself.
It
so.
Kicked off.
Very
well, anyway,
strange.
You're with us now.
Yes, I am.
This is the Discount Gold and Silver Trading / American Exposé Hour. Melody supports it, and awful sad that we have certain problems at times, but we're together tonight, and welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you, Chris. I'm sorry I missed you the other night, but it wasn't so much me as my voice. And I'm slowly recovering my voice. And although I'm happy, it's always great to have your voice back. But let
Thank
me go
you.
Ahead and go what the precious metals did today. Gold was up $3.20 at $441.30. Silver was up a penny at $7.26. Platinum and palladium remained unchanged from yesterday. Platinum closed 900 and palladium closed 201. The NASDAQ was down 166 points, closing out at 10,421. The NASDAQ was down 21 at 2070, and the S&P was down 13, closing out at 1,200.73. We had oil up big again today, $1.33, closing at $59.42. My numismatic coins all took a big increase today. Since the beginning of the month, MS61 $20 Liberties are up $30. 61 Saints are up $25. 62 Saints are up $30. 62 Libs are up $20. 63 Saints are up $15. And my favorite, which I always recommend it at least have one or two, are my MS64 $20 Liberties. They are up $60 since the beginning of the month. So again, I always thought that was a great little sleeper coin, and it's showing its head right now, up $60 since the beginning of the month. And it was a very active day on the market. I know you talked about in the earlier program about how our property can now be just scooped away from us.
Yeah. Ugh. Isn't that terrible?
Yes, it is.
The ever-increasing movement to take away our property rights is well underway. Even though you don't own your property anyway, it doesn't matter. It's still coming into place.
Yes, it is. And you know what? It's amazing. I read this little article where it says, it will help the businesses like Target, Walmart, Home Depot, Costco. Well, you know what? This company's not growing. This country's not going to be expanding. And what I question is, what really is going to be built? You know, what is the true reason of taking away your property? So,
well, ultimately, they're getting people ready for the Wildlands Project and the corridors and everything that's been designed by the Biodiversity Treaty. That's why they have a Global Fire Monitoring Center, and certainly wildfires are being promoted in the press as a coming attraction. So I'm certain that there's people in place that monitor and watch and pay attention and monitor our reactions as well. So it's very, very important that people wake up and understand what's going on, especially since this Kyoto Protocol was voted down in the Senate, which means people were pressuring their representatives in the Senate, and that's very, very good. The only chance we have is to have increased numbers that realize the big picture in place, and with our help, that may be a done deal soon.
Well, it's certainly going to be a long battle, and I believe there's one way in which the listeners can prepare, and that is by putting gold and silver in your portfolio. And it's so important to purchase the right gold and the correct gold and putting that in your portfolio. For those of you who bought foreign gold, since we've seen a $15, $20 movement in gold, how high or how much has your foreign gold gone up? How much has your commemorative coins gone up? I'll guarantee you they haven't gone up $60 or $30 or $25. So again, it's very important to own the right gold into your portfolio and be diversified as possible. And that's what we do here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We offer great prices, great service, quality gold and silver coins, and a portfolio that will perform and give you the best benefits even as it corrects. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Don't expect oil to go down. Don't expect your gasoline to go down, because another article, and then I'll let you take off, Chris, is the China's bid for a Unocal. And Greenspan has come out and basically warned lawmakers today that if they make a move to limit China's involvement in the U.S. economy, could end up backfiring. And we have to remember how much China owns of our debt. They could demolish our economy just in a wave of a hand. So we have to be very careful, and please make sure you're protected. I've got the great prices here on gold and silver. 1-800-375-4188.
Thank you very much, Melody.
That's about all my voice will hold, Chris.
Well, look forward to it again.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank
Have a
you.
Great show.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
800-375-4188, 800-375-4188. I'll be back in a moment. Okay, now, yesterday we had Hans and Melina on. Hans was connecting some very, very important dots last night, and certainly people, if you weren't paying attention, Mexican leader hails growing ties with Russia. President Vicente Fox wrapped up a visit to Russia saying he hoped for a deepening of trade ties between the two countries. Fox hailed the deepening trade ties between the two countries, especially a Russian promise to supply liquefied natural gas to Mexico for the next 20 years, reducing reliance on the United States. Now, there's the point for the next 20 years. They have a long-range plan to comfortably merge this country with Russia. Comfortably merge, people. That is what's being driven and directed. The Ford Foundation has made that their mission statement since 1953, and maybe sooner than that, but publicly since 1953. Actually, privately, Rowan gave it to Norman Dodge, stating that we're going to use our grant-making power to comfortably merge the U.S. with the Soviet Union. And so it's very, very obvious to me that that is going on right now to this day. This information is on the website, AmericanExpose.com, American spelled with a K, not a C. The Codex Alimentarius Commission is coming into place. We have situations being manipulated at us and on us on a daily basis. Our vitamins and minerals are under attack. What's going to happen if we don't cooperate with this direction? Some pharmaceutical group will sabotage some vitamins and minerals and make it so we'll have to cooperate with this direction and to pay exorbitant prices for vitamins and minerals. What's the ultimate direction? To starve us, to bankrupt us, and this is what the agenda of the UN system is. Why in the world would a UN system being in place since 1945 officially, unofficially since January 1st, 1942, why would the UN system, if it was such a great thing, why would there be so many poor today than in the last 60 years? Why would there be so many poor and refugees today? Wars, weather modification, environmental modification, created crises, the Hegelian dialectic, which directs everything into motion today. This is the problem, listeners. This is what we're not paying attention to. This is the situation we live with. Here we see in the paper dated June 22nd from the Oklahoman, where I presently reside. I'd like to go somewhere else, but where in the hell would I go? Back to California? I doubt it. Here we see President Bush opened the Oval Office on Tuesday, or the Orville Office, to the highest-ranking official from Communist Vietnam. I'm so happy they used the word communist in this news article. And this is to visit the end of the war. That's the highest official from Communist Vietnam to visit since the end of the Vietnam War, claimed the lives of more than 58,000 U.S. troops. As hundreds of Vietnamese Americans protested outside, Bush said he would visit Vietnam next year. And certainly these former residents of Vietnam are upset because they had to leave their country. We abandoned them. We abandoned them. You better believe we did, because we were under rules of engagement of the CETO agreement, the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization. Nobody ever mentions that, but it's a done deal back then. We didn't know back then until afterwards, or I didn't know back then until afterwards. Maybe some did. Understanding this is very, very important. Hundreds of Vietnamese Americans protested outside, and Bush would visit Vietnam next year. Oh, won't that be fancy? The President and Prime Minister Phan Van Khai talked about the continuing search for remains of American service personnel to close what Bush called a sad chapter. A set-up chapter is a better word for it, listeners. A set-up scenario. Why in the world would we go to South Vietnam to save them from communism when we never did anything about communist Cuba? And we haven't done anything with communist Cuba today. And we have Guantanamo base in Cuba. Doesn't make any sense, does it? But they focused their attention on Vietnam's desire to join the World Trade Organization, as well as its human rights record, which some lawmakers say remains tainted. Well, certainly it remains tainted. There are purges. When Vietnam fell in 1975, June 30th, I believe it was, 1975, anyone wearing a wristwatch was immediately killed. You know, it was reported to me. Anyone wearing a wristwatch was killed on the spot. Quote, the Vietnamese economy is growing quite substantially, end quote, Bush said, who announced plans to attend an Asia-Pacific Economic Summit next year in Hanoi. quote, we talked about our desire for Vietnam to join the WTO. We talked about security issues and a mutual desire to coordinate in the war on terror, end quote. Isn't that insane? What is the war on terror, listeners? Well, the war on terror is a creation. In 2000, President Clinton became the first U.S. president to visit Vietnam, which merged North and South Vietnam after the 1964 to 75 war. And we just stopped giving them the arms to protect themselves and defend their country, South Vietnam, that is. Oh, what a sad, sad commentary to have today as things are maneuvering itself into place and most people don't have a clue about this. Here we see the United States will donate more than 50,000 tons of food to North Korea, in which the Bush administration says that the humanitarian decision, unrelated to efforts to get Pyongyang to end its nuclear weapons program. Why in the world would they end their nuclear weapons program? You see, who is the real rogue state at this point in time? And communist Vietnam is allied with communist China. Communist North Korea is allied with communist China. Communist countries are allied with each other against this country. And that's the way it plays out. Now, whether you have any problems with that, it only means to me that you haven't done enough research to understand. In the meantime today, what's going on? One of the tenets of the Communist goals of 1963, number 26, present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, healthy. Here we see board-given gay-themed books, dated Tuesday, June 21st, 2005. A group of gay residents Monday night presented the Oklahoma City School Board with a collection of homosexual-themed books for high school libraries. Board members also approved two contracts for the coming school year with Knowledge is Power program, Reach College Preparatory at KIPP, K-I-P-P. Openly gay teacher Joe Quigley presented copies of Lost Prophet, The Life of Bayard Rustin, and Stonewall, The Riot That Sparked the Gay Revolution, for display in each of the district's high schools. Quigley said both books are nonfiction and are age-appropriate for high school libraries. The schools were pressured. No, I'm sorry. The schools were presented during the selection, or the, during the section of the meeting reserved for public comment. Paula Schoenauer, an Oklahoma City transgendered police officer, said the books will provide students with information before making big decisions later in life. Quote, they're not politically biased, and they are simply information sources that we want to make available to young people in high school who may want to find out more about themselves, end quote, she said. That is sick. That's totally sick. Homosexuality is sickness. It's a sickness. You stupid people. I'm sorry. I get upset. This should be a non-thought pattern. Homosexuality is a communist goal to destroy the family unit. Family unit is well under attack right now. And that's the biggest problem of all, listeners. We're so set up in our situations today. Most people don't have a clue. But never in human history has there been more opportunity for information and informing yourself and others than right now on the internet. You have the Global Policy Forum, which monitors policy making at the United Nations, promotes accountability of global decisions, educates and mobilizes for global citizen participation, and advocates for vital issues of international peace and justice. My goodness, why would they be doing this? Global Policy Forum's mission is to monitor policymaking at the United Nations, promote accountability of global decisions, educate and mobilize for global citizen participation, and advocate on vital issues of international peace and justice. I want you to understand this is in place. GPF, Global Policy Forum, responds to a globalizing world where officials, diplomats, and corporate leaders take important policy decisions affecting all humanity with little democratic oversight and accountability. Democratic accountability is communist accountability. Democracy is the code word for communism, listeners. Do your research. Find out what democracy really is. Mob rule. GPF focuses on the United Nations, the most inclusive international institution, offering the best hope for a humane and sustainable future. And there you have the word sustainable development, listeners. GPF, they say, is a nonprofit tax-exempt organization with consultative status at the United Nations. What does that mean? It's a non-governmental organization. Engineering public-private partnerships. It was founded in 1993, 1 year after the implementation of Agenda 21, by an international group of concerned citizens. GPF works with partners around the world to strengthen international law and create a more equitable and sustainable global society. GPF uses a holistic approach, linking peace and security with economic justice and human development, and they place a heavy emphasis on networking to build broad coalitions for research, action, and advocacy. They put our energy into well-focused, they say we put our energy into well-focused and unique programs in which GPF has a special analytical and organizational edge. Now, a lot of people won't think twice about this. This is serious stuff. Engineering by weather modification, wars, environmental modification. I'm just very, very serious about where they're going. I'm serious about what is happening around us today. The engineering of what happens around us today is very, very obvious. I'm so sorry that we are in this mess. Bush pledges support for Africa. We have information on that. But I want to stay with this right now. Representatives of independent citizen organizations are increasingly active in policy making at the United Nations. These organizations, known at the UN as non-governmental organizations or NGOs, are often the most effective voices for the concerns of ordinary people in the international arena. Do they really have a voice? Only if it fits into the goals of the United Nations system, and that is, nobody is going to own private property. No one will be better than the next person. No, everyone will have the same opportunities. No one will have an advantage over someone else because they might be smarter or might be more inclined to utilize their time in a better way than others. Take out all the spirit of people is what the UN system does. NGOs include the most outspoken advocates of human rights, the environmental, social programs, women's rights, and more. And we have links to this at the Global Policy Forum. It's all here, the list of NGOs and the funding for non-governmental organizations. And that's just amazing how this is being driven and directed at this point in time. I just keep wondering what is going to happen as time moves on. African NGOs urge more aid through local agencies. This is dated December 21st of 2004. They will not go away. The fact that we voted down the Kyoto Protocol does not mean it's not going to come back. And once again, Senate defeats climate measure. The Senate soundly defeated a proposal Wednesday for mandatory reduction in heat-trapping pollution that may be warming the Earth. The proposal to cap greenhouse gases at 2000 levels within 5 years lost by 60 to 38 vote. That means you out there may have done the right thing by putting the pressure on your representatives. And if you did not, I hope you did. Shame if you did not, because at this point in time, the move and direction is most obvious to me. Most obvious. We're being maneuvered and manipulated on a regular basis. The Hegelian dialectic works in ways that we may not appreciate, but it's happening on a regular basis. Out of Washington, D.C., November 3rd on the year 2000, the fire and smoke from the downed passenger aircraft bellows from the Pentagon courtyard. Defense Protective Services police seal the crash site. Army medics, nurses, and doctors scramble to organize aid. An Arlington Fire Department chief dispatches his equipment to the affected areas. This is November 3rd, 2000, listeners. Don Abbott of Command Emergency Response Training walks over to the Pentagon and extinguishes the flames. The Pentagon was a model, and the crash plane was a simulated one. The Pentagon mass casualty exercise, as the crash was called, was just one of several scenarios that emergency response team were exposed to October 24th through the 26th in the office of the Secretaries of Defense conference room. Keep in mind, October 24th is United Nations Day, listeners. On October 24, there was a mock terrorist incident at the Pentagon Metro stop and a construction accident, to name just some of the scenarios that were practiced to better prepare local agencies for real incidents. To conduct the exercises, emergency personnel hold radios that are used to rush help to the proper places, while toy trucks representing rescue equipment are pushed around the exercise table. Cards are then passed out to the various players designating the number of casualties and where they should be sent in a given scenario. Anyway, this is all here on the website AmericanExpose.com. United States Army Military District of Washington. Contingency Planning Pentagon. Exercise simulates scenarios in preparing for emergencies. November 3rd, 2000. Quite remarkable information. Preparing for what happened, and obviously it wasn't an airliner that hit the Pentagon. There wasn't any wreckage. There weren't any bodies. There wasn't any luggage. Obviously, an airliner did not hit the Pentagon. And they keep that real quiet, don't they? They don't talk about that anymore, do they? And there is the situation, listeners. We're being manipulated on a massive scale at this point in time. We're being maneuvered and manipulated on a massive scale. Everything is connected, according to the Air Force. Here we have a well-known and oft-quoted definition of sustainability derived from the 1987 United Nations Brundtland Commission. Sustainable development is development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. We'll be talking about this upon my return, listeners. And if you want to call in, I don't know whether Nicholas is there or not, 559-781-3773, 559-781-3773. Thank you.
You're listening to FirstAmendmentRadio.com worldwide. Freedom is never free. We need your support today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
Record budget deficits, bankruptcies galore, and the U.S. dollar is at an all-time low. With today's gloomy economic outlook, safe investments are often hard to find. For over a decade, Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company has been helping people secure their future by investing in the precious metals. Melody has the honesty, integrity, and experience that is often lacking in the precious metals business. Let her put it to work for you. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Now listen to me. The Bible says, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. I want you to know that a corporation is Caesar.
Government takeover of the church. This DVD is the most powerful tool we have for waking up those asleep in the pews. The scripture calls for his people to come out of her. The corporate church is the apostate church, the whore that rides the beast. Get this DVD for a donation of $25 from FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Make copies and give them away to your corporate church friends and loved ones. The truth will make them free. They will watch the DVD, Government Takeover of the Church. Order online today at FirstAmendmentRadio.com or call 559-781-3773. Who will tell them if not you?
If you'd like to get a copy of this program, there are a few ways that we can help you. You may subscribe at FirstAmendmentRadio.com for only $45 a month, and you'll receive an MP3 CD weekly of all of our programs. As a bonus, we'll send you a password for our audio archives online. That's a $15 value. Or you may request any month of any program on one MP3 CD for a minimum donation of only $25, or any single program on tape, MP3 CD, or CD for only $15. You may do all of this online at FirstAmendmentRadio.com. Just follow the instructions to make a donation or subscribe. You may also adopt an hour of your favorite program. Please don't forget that most of the programs on FirstAmendmentRadio.com are listener-supported. Don't do Internet? Then call 559-781-3773 and we'll be honored to help you. Thank you from all of us here at FirstAmendmentRadio.com.
In this day of economic uncertainty and soaring unemployment, safe investments are often hard to find. But investing in the precious metals is the safest investment of all, because gold and silver is real money. Government-printed currency is not. Call Melody Cedarstrom at Discount Gold and Silver Trading Company at 1-800-375-4188. Melody has been helping people secure their financial future for over 10 years. While others in the business claim honesty, Melody will deliver. Give her a call, 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
What in the world is going on? Stay tuned to FirstAmendmentRadio.com to find out first, and on satellite at Galaxy 13, Channel 16, Audio 7.70.
Welcome back to the broadcast, DGST, Discount Gold and Silver Trading / American Exposé. We do the best, or I do the best I can, we do the best we can, and the core idea behind sustainability is to maintain a high quality of life for perpetuity, for ourselves, for our children, for future generations, and for the natural systems on which we depend. The definition of sustainability is that simple, they say. Well, it really isn't that simple, because you're going to have to change everything you do. You're going to be restricted to driving only a certain amount of times a day, certain amount of miles a day. You're going to be restricted as far as your ability to travel. You're going to be restricted where you can go. You're going to be restricted as to where you can work. The jobs are disappearing, obviously. Layoffs at Ford, layoffs at GM, layoffs at Maytag, layoffs at all sorts of companies and corporations. The layoff list is on the website, AmericanExpose.com, America spelled with a K. And what do they say? The basic assumption, everything is connected. The Earth is a closed system. This comes from the Air Force listeners. The concept of sustainable, let's see, the Earth is a closed system. No significant amount of mass can enter or leave our planet. This means that everything in the atmosphere, hydrosphere, biosphere is constantly recycled, and that life on Earth, including humans, depends on the services these systems provide. And what about the aerial spraying that's been going on for years? What is that all about, listeners? How come we're being kept in the quiet about that? How come we don't know the first thing about aerial spraying? We can't get any documentation about it. And whenever we ask our representatives about it, they turn a blind eye to us. The concept of sustainability stems from the understanding that human populations and activities are now occurring at such a significant level that they are affecting the ability of the Earth to continue to support the highly variable and complex life systems. This is the baloney of it all, listeners. This is where it is. This is the setup that we live today. Aerial spraying creating more endangered species. Aerial spraying created more sick Americans as well. Aerial spraying isn't just going on in America, it's going on around the world, I'm told. In addition, changing climatic patterns are affecting the conditions for life on Earth. That's what they say. Changing climatic patterns are affecting the conditions for life on Earth. What about aerial spraying? What about environmental modification, listeners? What about weather modification? I viewed TJ's tape that he sent me. Thank you. And we'll talk, TJ, the fact that Clifford Carnicom is pretty well on the target about aerial spraying. And the fact is that it's helping to keep it from raining, in his opinion. The aerial spraying is helping to keep it from raining. If you don't have rain, you don't have the ability to grow crops. And that's the big problem in the world. And here it goes. In short, humans have become a major worldwide environmental force. This understanding is increasing our awareness of the three kinds of capital that we have available to us: economic capital, social capital, and natural capital. On closer inspection, it becomes clear that our financial systems and human potential can only exist with sufficient natural resources. Scientists have compiled a mounting body of evidence that shows degradation in almost all of the Earth's major systems, and the ability of these systems to provide essential life-supporting services affect ocean fisheries and amphibian populations, biodiversity, soil fertility, increasing population, drinking water quality and quantity, increase in atmosphere CO2, global warming and climate change, affecting food production. And there you have it. And what did we do? We voted it down, luckily. And we'll be vilified for voting it down. The UN system is bigger and bigger and more powerful. And it's not just a think tank. Our State Department implements the UN mission to the U.S. mission to the United Nations. Creating a sustainable future requires different approaches and different thinking to solve challenging problems, they say. It suggests that we don't have to trade off economic prosperity and quality of life for environmental stewardship. Sustainability requires new technologies and new ways of thinking about the quality of life, personal responsibility, communities, business activities, and the role of government. It holds a great opportunity both for our personal lives and for our company, they say. Well, this doesn't make any sense, because when you look at the biodiversity map, you look at where people are going to be relocated to. You look at core wilderness areas where it's only going to be allowed that animals can travel in these core wilderness areas. We'll be in the cages. The animals will be looking in at us in the cages. Sorry to be this way. This alternative, they say, is often called a sustainable future because it requires that we understand and commit to finding a balance between us and the planet that can be sustained over time. Well, let's get to the bottom of the aerial spraying. Let's try and understand what that is all about. Why in the world don't we have any bottom line to what's been going on in our country and the world? Why in the world have we been foisted with laws, draconian laws, to take away our ability to support our families and to defend ourselves? why in the world are we set up with wars on a constant basis? Helps to reduce the population, helps to create refugees, listeners. And I'll bet you everyone that came to Vietnam, came from Vietnam to this country, would love to go back to their country. They did not want to leave their country. But refugees were created on purpose. And Alan Greenspan and the Federal Reserve System is very, very much behind this. And that's very important to keep in mind. Regarding sustainable futures, here we see the unsolicited $18.5 billion bid from the Chinese state-owned oil company, CNOOC Limited, to buy oil and gas company Unocal Corporation on Thursday, has significant regulatory hurdles to overcome, not least of which is whether the deal would threaten national security, and amen, it would threaten national security. Chevron Corporation, which has a deal in place to buy Unocal for nearly $16.6 billion in cash and stock, said it would not sweeten its bid for Unocal, at least not yet. Now, this doesn't make any sense. Chevron Corporation is an offshoot of Standard Oil. Standard Oil is part of Rockefeller. What does Sony stand for? Sony from Japan. All those electrical products we receive from, we purchase from Sony, made in Japan. Sony, Standard Oil of New York. This doesn't make a lot of sense. Quote, we're satisfied with the bid we have on the table, end quote. Peter Robertson, Chevron vice chairman, said in an interview on CNBC, we think it's still the best opportunity for the shareholders, end quote. And it would be. Unocal said Wednesday its board will consider the CNOOC offer. The company based in El Segundo said it had no new comment on the bid Thursday. Already Congress is building pressure on the Bush administration to carefully examine the bid by CNOOC, which is 70% owned by the Chinese government. And actually, this article should say the communist Chinese government. A letter to Treasury Secretary John Snow was circulating in Congress on Thursday, also calling on the Bush administration to investigate the national security implications of the proposal, the proposed deal. Snow, who chairs a federal panel that considers security risks of foreign firms buying or investing in U.S. companies, told U.S. Senate Finance Committee hearing on China's currency system that he expects both parties to voluntarily submit a review. This is very interesting. John Snow, Secretary of Treasury. John Snow, Secretary of Treasury, is the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund. John Snow, the U.S. Governor of the International Monetary Fund, receives no compensation from the United States, which is a federal corporation. It is the bottom line of the situation we live with today. The U.N. system that we're intermingled with, it is the way it is. All other officials have also said they will press for a federal review. There's no need for a federal review. It's no. There's no need for a review of this. Stop selling to communist countries. Stop dealing with communist countries. Knock it off! Federal system. Communist goals of 1963. Number four, permit free trade between all nations, regardless of communist affiliation, and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. Communist goals being fulfilled on a daily basis. This is the setup we live today, listeners. We are set up. And until you realize that, we have no chance. Until you understand this to other people, bring this understanding to other people. If you don't do it, it's your loss. If you have family members, you are in deep trouble if you accept this to happen. We covered in the 3 p.m. broadcast the fact that private property is under attack. The Supreme Court has ruled against private property owners for corporate greed, corporate extensions. And what does the UN call it? Urban sprawl. Although the high-rises are coming into place. So this is all very, very important, listeners. I'm so sorry that we have such a system in place. Is it going to get worse? It will get worse unless we connect dots properly, unless we get other people to understand. From Harare, the Herald, AllAfrica.com. Urban farming has been banned with effect from the next plowing season, police said yesterday. Urban farming has been banned, listeners. The officer commanding Harare Province, Senior Assistant Commissioner Edmore Vertrioi, said police would not hesitate to destroy the crops if people defied the ban. He said they would arrest violators of the ban without fear or favor. Quote, we like to give a 3-month sufficient notice that urban agriculture has been banned and people should stop the practice, end quote, he said. He said that urban agriculture had a bad effect in that it caused land degradation and situation. Is that not amazing? They can't grow vegetables on their own property in Zimbabwe. He said the urban agriculture had been a bad effect and that it caused land degradation. You've got to be joking. That fits right into Agenda 21, listeners. The fact that you're not supposed to plow the land. The fact that hoof animals are supposed to be eliminated because they hurt the face of Mother Gaia. It's a setup scenario that we live with today. Senior Assistant Commissioner Vertrioi said urban agriculture had disastrous effects as it loosened soils on slopes that resulted in these soils being washed away and blocking water pipes. Is that really the way it is? Quote, we are not going to tolerate such practices and we will not hesitate to destroy the crops by spraying them with chemicals, he said. He urged the practice to plant flowers and lawns rather than practice urban agriculture, which causes degradation everywhere around the city. Do you really believe this is the truth, fact of life? Some Harare residents were producing such crops as maize, groundnuts, sweet potatoes, and pumpkins on open spaces in the capital. Most families had continued to farm in the traditional open spaces, some of which were not suitable for the activity as they were situated close to sewer pipes. This is just ridiculous. Stream bank cultivation, which was also prohibited under municipal bylaws as a measure to curb situation, was also being practiced. Urban farming banned from Harare, out of AllAfrica.com, listeners. You think we've got it bad? Well, it gets worse. A fuel shortage brings Zimbabwe to a standstill, listeners. That's right, a fuel shortage brings Zimbabwe to a standstill. I'm not happy with this information, but Africa's been going communist for years, and what is John Snow, Secretary of Treasury? He's the U.S. Governor of the African Development Bank as well. British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw urged African leaders on Wednesday to condemn Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, saying they needed to acknowledge the horror he was perpetuating against his own people. Mugabe's government has conducted a month-long cleanup exercise that has seen thousands cast onto the streets after their makeshift residential shacks and informal businesses were demolished. Aid workers say 200,000 have been made homeless. Quote, we have done everything we can to raise Zimbabwe's international profile and raise the condemnation across the world with some success, end quote, Straw told reporters ahead of a conference on Iraq. Quote, the problem that we face is a lack of real commitment by all of Africa's leaders to recognize the scale of horror that is taking place in Zimbabwe, end quote. Straw acknowledged that Britain, as former colonial master of Zimbabwe, had a role to play, but noted that we, quote, we were also many thousands of miles away, end quote. Robert Mugabe, a president. He's not a president. He's a dictator. He's a premier. But everyone in every country has a president for our dumbing down process in America. We're supposed to think that every country has a government just like ours. We don't know what it's like to have lived under a constitutional republic. We have an executive order dictatorship. And I've seen the statements. I've seen the statements. George Walker Bush. I am the person that gets to decide, not you. The executive order dictatorship is listed on our website, AmericanExpose.com. I don't know whether you can get there or not. I couldn't get there last night. Understand, the CIA monitors every country in the world. You will see the CIA World Factbook on AmericanExpose.com. You will see the Virtual Library on Sustainable Development. Hundreds of links. And weather modification, listeners, has been updated. The weather modification site has been updated by Darren. It is incredible information that you all need to absorb. You need to understand. You need to realize at this point in time what we're up against in this country and the world. Top secret wartime experiments were conducted off the coast of Auckland to perfect a tidal wave bomb. Declassified files are revealed. An Auckland University professor seconded to the army set off a series of underwater explosions triggering many tidal waves at Whangaparia in 1944 and 1945. Professor Thomas Leach's work was considered so significant that United States defense chiefs said that if the project had been completed before the end of the war, World War II, it could have played a role as effective as that of the atom bomb. Details of the tsunami bomb, known as Project Seal, were contained in 53-year-old documents released by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade. Papers stamped top secret show the U.S. and British military were eager for Seal to be developed in the post-war years also. They even considered sending Professor Leach to Bikini Atoll to view the U.S. nuclear test and see if they had any application in his work. He did not make the visit, although a member of the U.S. Board of Assessors of Atomic Tests, Dr. Carl Compton, was sent to New Zealand. Quote, Dr. Compton is impressed with Professor Leach's deductions on the SEAL project and is prepared to recommend to the Joint Chiefs of Staff that all technical data from the test revealed to the SEAL project should be made available to the New Zealand government for further study by Professor Leach, end quote, said a July 1946 letter from Washington to Wellington. Can you believe this? Professor Leach, who died in his native Australia in 1973, was the university's Dean of Engineering from 1940 to 1950. A tsunami bomb, listeners, being created in 1944. Was a tsunami bomb set off to create the tsunami devastation at the end of the year, where sustainable development communities are being built? All this information documented by Darren Weeks, who does the broadcast at 9 p.m. Central Time on Monday and Friday on the Internet and Satellite First Amendment Radio. If you do not listen to Darren Weeks, listeners, you're missing an excellent talk show host an excellent researcher with thorough documentation, Darren Weeks, on Monday and Friday at 9 p.m. Central Time. You must listen to Darren Weeks as an information. Darren Weeks found the information about the tsunami bomb. Darren Weeks disclosed on Monday night's broadcast that it was disclosed that sustainable communities are being built in the tsunami-ravaged areas. And, once again, we deal with this information on sustainable development. It's just amazing how things are being maneuvered and manipulated. I'm in a point where as you do your research, you'll understand what's being driven and directed. You understand why wars are being implemented. You understand why drought is a big problem right now because of the created crisis, environmental modification, weather modification, aerial spraying or aerosol operations, keeping it from raining. The sky is no longer blue any longer. We've watched it. We've witnessed it. The bottom line is we live a Hegelian dialectic today. And what does the UN system say? All people are entitled to basic standards of treatment regardless of nationality, gender, race, economic status, or religion. Well, that sounds fine, but they never include free enterprise. They never include the fact that you can do whatever you want as long as it doesn't endanger someone else. They never talk about sovereignty to the degree that we had in this country. Sovereignty is what made this country to the point where everyone from every other country, when they lost their country, had to come to. We have many thousands of people from Korea because they had to flee their country. We have many thousands of people from Vietnam because they had to flee their country. We have many thousands of people from Iraq because they had to flee their country. We have many people that flooded Kosovo, or put it this way, Bosnia-Herzegovina. Refugees being brought in by the State Department from Bosnia-Herzegovina, Kosovo, the former Yugoslavia. Many refugees have come to this country through the State Department. Never been publicized. And yet our borders remain open below us, for all intents and purposes, leaving the Border Patrol to just take them back. That's because the infiltration of migration is part of destroying sovereignty of a country. That's being directed and driven at this point in time, listeners. That is my direction. That is what I say. I'll be back in 1 hour. I'll be back in 1 hour. Stay tuned for Jackie Petru on 5070 on WWCR and First Amendment Radio. I will follow her in 1 hour. Listen then. And continue to do your research on AmericanExpose.com. Much to do there.